Bond prices are falling, and it's a sign. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. So, bond prices are falling, which means yields are rising. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, meaning the rate of return investors get, is rising. It was 0.9% at the beginning of the year. Now it is at 1.34%. Now, I realize that may sound like just a pile of eye-glazing numbers, but it actually means something. It means investors are looking out over the next 10 years in this economy, and they are seeing something that would lead to higher interest rates coming sooner than they thought. And when we talk about interest rates, we are really talking about mortgages and car loans and credit card rates, stuff that matters to a lot of people. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
Why are bond yields rising so much?
Well, investors are looking at the prospect of a very large fiscal support package and a Fed that is determined to keep rates low and stimulate the economy. And so expectations for both inflation and growth down the road are starting to improve and normalize. And so we are seeing longer term bond yields rise as a result of that.
So inflation, usually that's bad, but growth, that's good. Is this good news or is this bad news?
I think mostly so far it's good news. Inflation, if it gets too high, is bad, but inflation expectations were very depressed during the pandemic. Now they're normalizing. There's an expectation that the economy will function normally and in a healthy way down the road. That's a good thing. Of course, if bond yields rise too much too fast, that could hurt the housing market. I don't think we're there yet, but that would be the concern if they keep going up.
The Federal Reserve has been trying to keep rates down for some time now. Does this interfere with that, the fact that bond yields are rising?
Well, the New York Fed president Friday indicated that so far they're not concerned. Again, so far it's good news in that expectations are for a good, healthy economy. If they keep rising, the Fed does have tools to push them down. They could buy more longer-term bonds to contain that backup in longer-term yields and the pass-through to mortgage rates.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks so much. Good to talk to you as always.
My pleasure.
Nearly a year into the pandemic now, we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're getting a glimpse of what life is going to be like when we are out of this. Susan Lund is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute and helped produce their recent Future of Work report. She says, first off, millions of Americans are switching jobs.
17 million people are going to have to switch jobs, and not only switch jobs, but find different occupations. And that's 25% more than we would have projected before the pandemic.
And that's because in a lot of sectors like, you know, hospitality, food service, hotels, you're seeing a lot more AI and robotics like kiosks, mobile ordering, things to reduce density in the workplace. And some of that is here to stay.
And what this means coming out of the pandemic is that even when the economy recovers and we have a vaccine out there, a lot of these jobs won't be coming back.
And Lund says this is falling hardest on low-wage workers, workers with low education, women, and workers from marginalized communities. In terms of jobs for these groups, it's going to take a lot longer.
We estimate that it could take 18 months longer for women's employment to recover to pre-pandemic levels than men's employment in the coming years.
Which means that the light at the end of the tunnel is a little further out, a little dimmer for some Americans. You might have seen the images over the weekend of engine debris landing in people's yards near Denver. An engine on a Boeing 777 operated by United failed, scattering some very large pieces in neighborhoods. Boeing is recommending grounding the planes. United has already grounded them. The Federal Aviation Administration, meanwhile, is issuing an emergency airworthiness directive. So for more on that, we've got Marketplace's Kristen Schwab. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Sabri.
So what is an emergency airworthiness directive?
It's sort of like the FAA's version of an executive order that demands immediate action from aircraft owners and operators. These directives require inspections and include technical markers that have to be squared away or the planes can't fly. In this case, it's specifically for the Boeing 777 plane with an engine made by Pratt & Whitney.
And sort of the end of it is these planes are being pulled from service by airlines?
Boeing has recommended grounding these planes. United is the only U.S. airline that owns the 777 with this engine and has removed them from service. Two Japanese airlines have also grounded the fleets. An engine in the same family had trouble there in December. In the meantime, investigators are still working out the details of exactly what happened here, but they think it has something to do with the engine's fan blades.
This is not a great pattern for Boeing, you know, following the two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX planes in 2019, is it?
Yeah, the 737 MAX planes were grounded for more than a year, and they just started running again at the end of 2020. That took a big toll on Boeing's wallet. The company lost billions during the MAX grounding because it couldn't deliver new planes to customers. Thankfully, this weekend's incident did not have a human toll. Authorities say none of the passengers or crew on board were injured, and the plane landed safely.
Which is very good news. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For the latest on the day's economic news, give a listen to Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.